JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Can we save Allie's relationship, or will Will's luck run out in today's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em?
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Allie.
Okay.
Hey.
Good morning. Yeah, I need you all to talk me out of it.
Okay, so
okay.
What's going on with you and your boyfriend?
Well, things are going really well. You know, we date on off during college, but we've been together for like solid a year now. And actually, we just like moved in a couple months ago. And like then you start to see more things about someone's day-to-day life. And my problem is he likes to use a fresh towel every time after taking a shower.
Oh. That seems trivial to break up with someone over.
Well, just to clean. I know, but I just feel like we're wasting so much water, right? And like that bill isn't cheap, and I just feel like the cost of it just keeps going up. And like we're washing towels more than it's just ridiculous. I use one towel for a week. Like
okay.
I don't understand why he needs to use a new towel every single day, you know?
Are you saying it's kind of like a sign of him maybe being like generally wasteful?
Yeah, I just think I think we could be a little more economical, a little more sustainable in our
okay.
habits.
All right.
Okay, so you want us to call him up and discuss his towel usage?
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, like, I don't know, tell him he doesn't need a new towel every day, that it's not... He's still clean if he uses the same towel twice.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
So I gotta throw my boyfriend on the bus really
Does
fast.
Does he do this?
No, not the towel as much.
Okay.
He, though, will wear, like... four different outfits in a day because he's more stylish than I am, and he'll put on an outfit for maybe 30 minutes and then realize he didn't like it anymore and then put something different on, and he will put those clothes in the dirty clothes pile.
Wow.
Oh no.
He does not rewear clothes often at all, and that's almost more infuriating if you ask me.
Is it Hold on real fast. Now, I want to also, I use the same towel a couple days in a row to be on the record here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I also make sure that when I hang my towel, I hang it in a specific order so I know which part of the towel I use to clean my bum. And then which part I use to clean my face.
Right. Wait, you're onto something here.
You guys, there are little particles there, no matter how clean you think you are, that end up getting on your face.
Right.
If you're not careful.
I'll go a week and then I'll... the weekend just we'll
yeah,
swap
I'll
it
usually
out with another
go like
towel.
A week too.
Yeah, you're kind of the weak person too.
Yeah.
All right.
It is excessive though. I will give her that.
Yeah. Allie, can you imagine if you were like with Coriel's boyfriend as well with
what?
The fact that multiple outfits are being thrown in there and a towel a day?
It would drive you nuts, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would. That would be so irritating.
He might just be very sensitive to dookie droplets and he doesn't want them on his face.
I would argue that everybody should be sensitive to dookie droplets.
Okay. I don't want to be... Listen, I'm not picking on anybody here.
Right.
JP doesn't wear underwear, so the inside of his jeans definitely has dookie droplets on it. And he uses the same towel for a full week. There's dookie droplets on there.
True.
That's all I'm saying. I can't wait for all the little kids
Hard
in Lincoln to go
argue.
To school today saying dookie droplets.
You're going
to
get everybody saying it.
All these teachers are going to be like, that Husker Nick, I'm failing his kids
in school.
The dookie
droplets train.
So basically, Allie, you want us to call up Will and tell him how wrong he is to use towels every day.
Yeah, exactly. And save our relationship.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Save his relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll be glad to do that and see if we can get you guys taken care of.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
How do you feel Will is going to react to getting called out about his towel usage?
Yes. I mean, I don't know necessarily if I would call it like an insult.
Right. But like, are you somebody who uses a towel a day? Like, is there...
Yeah, I think it kind of reflects on like your, I don't know, your character a little bit in the
right.
way that you're willing to just like use up these resources like a goblin.
All right, well, we'll get Will on and see if we can sort things out with him and Allie in Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Feel free to comment on the towel usage or whatever and let us know if you think it's weird or whatnot.
Yes, on Facebook, KX969 or KZKX969 on X and Instagram. And GIF form is, well, you get it. It's the best form.
It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now, the conclusion, Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's an issue that Allie has with her boyfriend, Will. They moved in together a couple months ago, and she moved in actually to a house he has because it apparently was his uncle's who passed away, and now the rent's pretty cheap from his parents. The problem she's having right now with her boyfriend, Will, is the fact that he uses a new fresh towel every day after taking a shower. She says it's ridiculous that she uses one towel for the entire week. Just thinks that they're wasting water, the bills aren't cheap, and then having to wash the towels all the time. He thinks I'm gross for using the same towel for a week. And we needed to call him up, according to her, and tell him how wrong he is so we can save their relationship.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Will.
Who's this?
It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. How can I help you?
We are calling on behalf of your relationship and helping avoid you getting broken up with. Your girlfriend, Allie, gave us a call about you and something that's going on that she wanted us to address with you.
Okay. She called you guys?
Yeah, she gave us a call. Do you have any idea why she might be calling us?
Is it about the towels?
Yes.
Yes, she's angry about
the towels. About the damn towels.
This is dumb, okay? So tell us, why are you using a towel a day? What is that about?
I don't know why she doesn't get it. Is it wrong to want to be clean?
I mean, no.
Do you think it might be a little excessive, though?
My mom used to always tell me, like, you don't want to be rubbing those dead skin cells and all that other nasty stuff.
Dookie droplets.
On your towel.
Dookie
droplets, I told you. Right?
Dude, he's right. That's correct.
Because let's be honest, like, my mom was a firm believer that you've got to change your towel every time. Like, literally. Because you're just rubbing all that stuff right back onto your body.
Okay. He does have a point. Isn't the point also to, like, aren't you supposed to, like, scrub and things so much in the shower that, like, the amount of whatever, like, maybe very small 2%. Excess would be on the towel is something that maybe you don't have to worry about as much?
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're cleaning correctly, you're just getting clean water on your towel.
By the way, well, Allie's on the phone with us as well. She's not a fan of you using the towel every day and swapping them out.
And she called she called you guys about it.
Yeah.
She's furious with her, sir.
Yeah. It is a little much, I think, sure, but it's annoying to her. So
who does the laundry? If he does the laundry, it's fine.
Well, that's a good question. So Allie, how does that work?
Like, so we only have 7 towels and like he's using 6 of them in a week. And like that's part of the thing that's so annoying because like we trade off doing laundry, but when it's my turn to do laundry, I feel like I'm doing a complete extra load every time just because he can't reuse a towel.
Do you understand where she might be frustrated, Will?
I mean, okay, he's never really done the math on how many towels we have, and then there's like...
Thank you.
Only, so I get it, there being one left, but I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, if you like use one towel too many times, for me, I start to get itchy, and I started figuring it out. I said, yep, it's because these towels are nasty. And it doesn't matter how much you scrub yourself when you're in the shower, you're still going to be a little nasty when you rub that towel all over yourself.
I already told you. Yeah, well, I guess you didn't hear this earlier. Yeah, earlier. I already, in the last segment, mentioned that I am very conscious of which part I rub my bum with and which part I rub my face with.
Because of dookie droplets.
He calls them dookie droplets.
Ew, dookie droplets.
That makes exactly it. Yeah,
yes.
What did you say, dookie droplets?
Yeah
that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. All over the rest of you.
It's so, like, if you don't keep track of that, how do you dry your tongue? I'm just kidding.
Gross. Yeah. Would you be interested in a little bit of a compromise? And would you take a page out of Husker Nick's playbook and hang up the towel that you use to clean your butt crack or whatever? Would you hang it up, you know, one way or the other so that you could use one end or the other and at least maybe try to get 2 uses out of one towel?
Yeah, 2 days out of it versus just one.
Could you compromise a little bit in that way?
I mean, okay, I can make that work.
And I think you have to be the one who does the... I mean, whether it's your week to do the laundry or not, you're doing the towels because you're the one who's using the majority of them over Allie.
Yeah, maybe. They can implement a couple things.
There we go. That sounds fair. I definitely should do them. since I'm the one using them all up.
Okay.
What if you just drip dry? We just stand there and chill out for an hour and wait for just the world to dry.
He's like standing there eating a bowl of cereal, watching TV.
Listening to a podcast, chilling
Naked
out.
Naked as a blue jay.
Yeah.
Chose to stand out on the balcony.
Just there you go.
On the balcony. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
God.
There you go. Yeah. Just drip dry.
That would give the neighbors something to talk about.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm just increasing property value.
Yeah.
You just make welcome. Make sure when you're out there, though, be like, hey, don't blame me for this. My lady doesn't want me using more than one towel a day or whatever, and that's why I'm out here.
And everyone will be like, oh, no, okay.
That's not his fault.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then you can end up on Neighborhood Watch as well.
Yeah. There's this dude just air drying every day. Oh, that's perfect.
Allie, do you feel like we have helped in any way to fix things between you and Will?
Yeah, I think so. I think if it can cut it, like, go to two uses, I think that'll help, and that seems like a good move forward, at least. You know, we were just kind of stuck in this place where it kept coming up over and over again, and I kind of wanted to move past that.
Well, hey, I'm glad you guys brought this to us, because it was entertaining, at least. I think what we can do is we can give you dinner out on us, and we might even throw, like, a Target gift card in so you can go buy, like, another towel. How about that?
Another towel.
make sure it's brown.
Add to the rotation. Oh, my God, Nick.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Gross.
All right, well, hey, congrats on moving in together. Best of luck navigating that, and hopefully you guys continue on pretty strong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.